It is June 24th, 2022, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I'm John Lothian. This podcast includes commentaries from our Hits and Takes section of JLN, stories from the First Read section of today's newsletter, a listing of the top three stories from yesterday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Ken Griffin has moved his family to Florida and is now taking his firm, Citadel, with him. According to a multitude of press reports, the stories cite crime in Chicago as the cause of the move to the Sunshine State. But one reader pointed out to me that Miami actually has a crime index that is 185 above the national average compared to Chicago's crime score of 137 above the national average. According to Next Burb, both are bad, but Miami is no haven from criminal activity. However, according to the Business Insider story, quoting Citadel Zia Ahmad, over the last few years, there had been an attempted carjacking of Griffin's car, a stabbing of a Citadel employee while walking to work, shoplifting in the neighborhoods where Citadel employees live, shootings near the homes of some employees, and mass shooting, riots, and looting near Griffin's home in River North. Those are some important data points. Good luck to Griffin and the Citadel team as they move to Florida. The coverage of this story comes from Business Insider, The Wall Street Journal, Bloomberg, The Chicago Tribune, The Chicago Sun-Times, and The Financial Times. There is a second Bloomberg titled, this one, titled, Ken Griffin's Citadel Move is a Punch in the Gut for Chicago. Chicago can take a punch in the gut. Heck, the city has been burned to the ground and came back bigger and better than ever. Griffin has been a major commercial, civic, and political asset to Chicago and the state of Illinois, and it is a shame to lose him and Citadel. He has been a major benefactor of many causes, let alone he was single-handedly trying to sway the Illinois governor's race to the Republican side before another billionaire on the Republican side disrupted his plan somewhat. Griffin will have a new neighbor down in the Palm Beach area as Oracle co-founder Larry Ellison paid a record $173 million for an oceanfront estate that belonged to another tech entrepreneur, Netscape Communications Corp. co-founder James Clark. This is the property that Clark bought for just $94.17 million in March 2021. Clark did improve some of the mechanical systems, but no other changes to the estate were made. So Clark is walking away with a boatload of Oracle money. The LME announced that Oliver Wyman, supported by its sister company NERA, has been appointed to conduct an independent review into the events in the nickel market leading up to the nickel market suspension in March. DRW wants to help you wake up this morning by sharing their coffee, actually sharing their coffee trading strategy. Let's just say this is the cream of the crop for coffee trading strategies. Memex CEO Jonathan Kellner is interviewed by Citadel's head of business development, Jamil Nazarali, in a YouTube video titled Global Exchange Leaders. This is a marketing video masquerading as journalism, but nicely done. I always like the people from the Boston Consulting Group, or BCG, though I sometimes get confused between BCG and BGC. But BCG posted to LinkedIn yesterday a piece titled Building an Inclusive Work Culture for LGBTQ+ Employees from Day One that caught my eye. It sounds like more than the corporate strategy, rather the right thing to do. NFA is a sparkling example of an organization that does just this. Here are a couple of recent LinkedIn posts from them. In support of Pride Month, NFA's Diversity and Inclusion Council hosted an informative discussion where participants shared their journey and discussed how to be a LGBTQ plus ally. Thank you to all of the panel speakers and Mike Otten for moderating. NFA collected donations and participated in a hygiene kit packing party hosted by the United Way. The kits will be delivered to the Howard Brown Health Center, Chicago, and Allie Fortney Center, New York, which help support the LGBTQ and the black and brown homeless youth. I was an early adopter of Alexa from Amazon. I signed up ahead of time to get the first generation as a gift for my wife for Mother's Day many years ago. Now Alexa is being programmed to use real people's voices, not just Samuel Jackson swearing here and there. In fact, one feature of the new Alexa is using the voice of dead people. Maybe your mother or mother-in-law is the voice. The next feature I expect to see from Amazon's Alexa is the hologram that comes with this, just like Obi-Wan Kenobi from Star Wars. TT announced a partnership with the digital asset technology provider Talos on June 7th, and Markets Media has a story about how the partnership is helping TT expand into offering its customers cryptocurrency trading seamlessly along traditional securities. TT had already started offering access to cryptocurrency spot and derivatives markets in 2018, and the Talos deal expands on that. And our second most clicked story yesterday was our interview with TT CEO Keith Todd talking about the Talos deal and what is next for crypto and TT, Sarah Rudolph reported. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. From the street, once again, Twitter is roasting Matt Damon for his crypto ad. The backlash against cryptocurrency deepens as the market continues to stumble. January was a much simpler time. It was an era where an Oscar-winning movie star like Matt Damon could star in an expensive advertisement for Crypto.com, and the internet would, in a rare moment of unity, decide that was good and cool. Except, checks notes, that did not turn out to be the case. Damon's commercials spot for Crypto.com, which debuted in early January in movie theaters and later played during the Super Bowl, was roundly mocked on Twitter. Half a year later, the value of cryptocurrency-related ephemeria such as NFTs have plummeted from what now looks like a peak of $3 trillion in November. The crypto market in total has lost more than $2 trillion as of this week, and there's no sign that bleeding will stop anytime soon. My comment, Matt Damon is best roasted slowly over time and low heat, but tastes best with a little mustard. Here's a story from Business Rosen. This 18-year-old just raked in $700,000 of revenue selling Bored Ape toys, and NFA holders say the physical replicas reinforce their attachment to digital identities. Even during a crypto bear market when non-fungible token sales are down, the price of one Bored Ape Yacht Club NFT still remains above six figures, while Bored Ape holders party at ApeFest and NFT.NYSE this week. But for all the hype around the digital assets, 18-year-old Ricky DeLuz discovered how to tap into the space with physical items. A passionate toy designer, he began messaging Bored Ape NFT holders on Twitter, offering to make them toy replicas of their apes for free. My comment, action hero Bored Apes sounds like an oxymoron. Here's a press release from NYSE. Update on NYSE closing auction depth of book. The NYSE closing auction remains the largest liquidity event in the equities market, with an average notional value traded of more than $20 billion per day in the second quarter of 2022. While the auction accounts for nearly 10% of daily trading volume in NYSE-listed S&P 500 securities, there is substantial additional volume that remains unexecuted in each auction. Often, this additional liquidity resides relatively close to the auction execution price. The below charts show the cumulative available liquidity at various price points near the closing auction price for large, mid, and small cap securities during March 2022. We further divide the trading activity into distinct trading events, the quarterly rebalance, the quarter end close, and all other standard trading days. The charts depict the cumulative volume that was available for execution in the closing auction from resting continuous market limit orders and orders directed to the closing auction, expressed as a percentage of each stock's consolidated average daily volume. My comment, do you want to see some action? The closing auction is where it's at. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Ukraine is fighting the first war funded by crypto philanthropy. Ukraine's government is using digital assets like non-fungible tokens to help fund the war against Russia. Prior to the Russian invasion of Ukraine in February, the Ukrainian government and the country's crypto community would not have been described as allies. There was skepticism, distrust, and even a few police raids on unlicensed crypto exchanges. That shifted with the war. Digital asset leaders in Ukraine are now hailed by some as heroes because of their work with the Ukrainian government to finance the war effort. Ukraine's deputy minister for digital transformation said crypto donations have enabled the army to buy military equipment and medicine. In this episode, Bloomberg reporter Alistair Marsh discusses his reporting on how Ukraine has been using crypto during the war to support its armies and its population. My comment, the war would be so much better if it were being fought by bored apes rather than funded by them. Here's the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was the OCC press release. OCC Board of Directors appoints Andrei Bolkovic as CEO-elect. Andrei Bolkovic was also our MarketsWiki page of the day yesterday. Second was the JLN video interview, TT's Todd Talks Talos, Crypto, What Comes Next, and Energizing a Motivated Team. Third was Crypto is Not Too Big to Fail, Even with the Help from FTX, a Bloomberg opinion piece by Lionel Laurent. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. First, from Bloomberg. Coinbase rolls out first crypto derivative amid slump in tokens. Coinbase Global will launch its first crypto derivatives product on Monday in the midst of the current crypto winter. Each Nano Bitcoin futures contract, BIT, will represent 1/100th of a token, the biggest U.S. cryptocurrency exchange said in a statement Thursday. The contracts will be accessible for trading only via multiple third-party retail brokers and clearing firms, including ABN AMRO and Wedbush. Here's a story from the FT. Ken Griffin's Citadel ditches Chicago for Miami following crime complaints. Hedge fund is the latest U.S. company to depart Illinois in less than 2 months. Billionaire hedge fund manager Ken Griffin is moving his firm, Citadel, to Miami from Chicago following his threats to leave the city over rising crime rates. In an email to employees on Thursday seen by the Financial Times, Griffin described Miami as a growing metropolis that embodies the American dream and said he had recently moved there with his family. Citadel Securities, Griffin's market-making firm, will also relocate in what is expected to be a multi-year process. Corporate relocation out of the Chicago area have been under an intense spotlight recently, with Citadel the third major company to move out of Illinois in less than 2 months. Boeing announced in May that it will move its headquarters to the Washington area, and Caterpillar said this month it will relocate its base near Dallas. Here's another story from the Financial Times. Fintechs face reckoning as easy money dries up. Valuations have collapsed even faster than they climbed, making fresh funding hard to come by. As a wave of fintechs rode successive funding rounds to ever higher valuations over the past 5 years, Swedish buy now, pay later company Klarna declared its ambition to become the Ryanair, Tesla, and Amazon of the sector. But now, as central banks raise rates in a fight against surging inflation, Klarna is trying to raise fresh cash at less than half its peak $46 billion valuation, and fintechs are having to come up with terms with a world where expansion can no longer be fueled by cheap money and business models must be demonstrated by profits. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.